Good morning. It's Thursday, May 14th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's strongest story is a landmark Nature analysis of 23 biological aging clocks spanning 9 organ systems, finding that sleeping 6.4 to 7.8 hours minimizes biological aging across the board, while both short and long sleep accelerate it. A paired review reveals that men and women follow fundamentally different metabolic-to-brain aging pathways, with direct implications for dementia prevention. Dr. Valter Longo raises a flag worth hearing before you add to your supplement stack, and Forever Healthy's new AI4L tool promises to put rigorous, evidence-based longevity reviews in everyone's hands. On the lifestyle front, the headline, "The sleep sweet spot is 6.4 to 7.8 hours," and 23 biological clocks across 9 organs agree. According to Nature, a landmark study in Nature applied 23 biological aging clocks, drawn from brain and body imaging, plasma proteomics, and metabolomics, to thousands of UK Biobank participants aged 37 to 84, finding a consistent U-shaped relationship between sleep duration and biological age. This is the one to read today, starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. Your heart, kidneys, and brain age along strikingly different paths depending on your sex. From Biology of Sex Differences, a comprehensive review in Biology of Sex Differences finds that cardiovascular kidney metabolic CKM syndrome, the dangerous interplay of obesity, insulin resistance, and organ damage, follows fundamentally different trajectories in men and women. A key DNA repair protein leaks out of neurons as the brain ages and tracks biological brain age. From eLife, scientists found that DNA polymerase kappa, PULK, a repair protein that shields neurons from DNA damage, progressively migrates out of the cell nucleus into the cytoplasm in aging mouse brains, a shift that predicts brain tissue age and coincides with rising DNA damage markers. In supplement news, news media consistently oversells supplements, and it's shaping what you buy. From Frontiers in Nutrition, a peer-reviewed content analysis in Frontiers in Nutrition finds that dietary supplements are routinely framed in news coverage through simplified, benefit-first narratives that downplay risks, caveats, and the underlying quality of evidence. Dr. Valter Longo, some peptides may be quietly accelerating your aging. From Rapamycin Longevity News, in a new interview with nutritionist Simon Hill, longevity scientist Dr. Poor. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.